Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
Jeremy.
All right. Give us a little rundown of your company, a little bit about yourself. What's going on?
So I'm Jeremy Haas. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Stashes Self-Storage, Inc. Okay. Basically, what we're trying to do is give people an alternative stream of truly passive income to also bring out the entrepreneurial spirit that people have along with the gig economy. So along with Airbnb, how people were able to rent out rooms in their home for other people to use and really disrupt the hotel industry.
Right.
We're trying to do that with the storage industry, which has never really been even attempted until recently.
Right.
So 10 years ago, everyone thought Airbnb was this crazy idea that would never even get a dime in funding.
Right.
And people are saying that now about storage. It's something that hasn't been changed.
Right. That's a really, we might need you to project a little more, but that's a really crazy idea. Like, in a good way, because like, I have a storage unit.
Right.
And I hate it. because they tricked me. They told me it was like, you know, it's $1 for the first month, but then you wind up paying all these other fees, and then like every 6 months the price goes up.
Right.
And then you have to pay insurance, it's just like a big hassle. So how does this work?
So our platform will be exactly like Airbnb, where you go online. We're also developing a mobile app where people can do it on the search on their phone. You can search based off location, where you want to go, and you'll be able to see people's homes, whether it's their garage, closet, storage shed in their backyard. It really brings out an entrepreneurial spirit. For instance, my parents have a huge backyard. When I told my dad about this, he's like, I'm getting 3 more storage sheds and sticking in the backyard. And I was like, that is awesome.
That's really interesting. That's insane. How did you even come up with this idea?
I honestly can't take the credit for it. My co-founder, who is also my seed investor, we met through a mutual friend, and we were just talking about things that were trending, and at the time I was looking for another job, and we just started talking about how messed up the storage industry really is. And we started just talking about, like, how can that be changed, and how can technology disrupt that?
Right.
So then one night a couple days later, he called me and just said, I have a great idea, but the problem is I run my own company already. I don't have the time.
Right.
He's like, would you be willing to run it? And the more and more we talked about it, the more I fell in love with the idea, and the more I saw so many different avenues this could open up.
Right.
And at the time, we thought this was so far-fetched, like, what could really happen with this? But it was worth the investigation.
Yeah. No, because I can't think of anything that's like it. So basically, I have a garage. I don't have anything in it. I download the app. And then I put up the dimensions of my garage, I guess. And then,
yes.
How are you guys monetizing the system? How does that work? Is there a set price for me to rent out my stuff? Do I set my own price?
So the homeowners will be able to set their own price. Okay. This way, we'll be able to bring out the entrepreneurial spirit with people. Because if I just tell you, okay, charge $100 a month for this closet you have, you're going to say, oh, okay, I'm not going to do a whole lot with it. But if I tell you, you get to set your own price, you may go out there and say, well, I'm going to add security cameras, I'm going to put security locks on this, I'll do all these different things to make myself stand out so people actually rent it.
Right. That's really interesting. I like it. So how far are we talking? How far are we looking before something like this is ready to go?
So we actually have a working product that we are going to launch in San Luis Obispo, California in a few weeks. what we want to try to do is get some homeowners there to sign up that my investor knows from when he went to school out there. Get them to sign up, get them to really test out the bugs.
Okay.
And then also, San Luis Obispo is a huge college town where over 70% of the kids come from either Northern or Southern California, so they don't live in San Luis Obispo.
Right.
So what better market to test than college kids leaving for the summer?
That's a really good market.
It's really and what's good. Even better, we're trying to make this cheaper than storage units and more efficient. College kids want something cheap.
Right. They do. They don't want to spend a lot of money.
No.
I'm giddy. Like, I've never... It's such a cool idea. So you guys are here at CES looking for investors, I'm assuming? What are you guys trying to get out of? Collision at CES.
Our main goal is to really start creating a buzz about this so that way we can really get feedback and get people's true concerns about this, because obviously if I go to a friend of mine, they're going to tell me, yes, this is a great idea, but they're not going to be truly honest with
me. Right.
But if I go to someone here...
You want someone outside of the Venn diagram.
Yes. Yeah. I want someone who doesn't know me and isn't afraid to tell me, like, you're stupid.
Right.
Because I'm going to learn. Yeah. I'm going to learn from that.
If this is a bad idea, I tell you right now.
Yes.
No, I like it, dude. So you guys are just trying to get the buzz and feedback.
Yes.
It's not a bad idea.
At this point, we're also considering looking for Series A, but we're also still premature for that in both, right. in our opinions. Maybe later on this year, once we validate our first market,
right.
then maybe we can...
Find the bugs, test
it
out a little bit. Yeah.
Because obviously if we screw up badly, San Luis Obispo is small enough to really contain it.
Right.
But it's also large enough to grow organically really fast.
Right. And how are you guys trying to make money out of this? Is there like a percentage that you guys charge?
We will take a set fee out of it.
Right.
That will cover hosting fees, all the back end stuff. So that way,
the app running.
Yeah. And the homeowners don't have to worry about things like eviction if someone doesn't pay. Like Uber and Lyft, if your car gets declined, the driver still gets paid.
Right.
Our model, we don't expect it to happen a lot, but we feel that if someone doesn't pay, since it's our platform, we would eat the cost for the homeowner. We pay them. That way, they still get their income, but we also handle the eviction process and contacting the person to make sure they stay up to date.
Okay. No. Trying to cover all the bases. I like it. So, we're looking, the testing is going to happen in a couple weeks.
Yes.
Okay. Where can all of my viewers find you, find out more information about this app and everything?
So, we have a Facebook page where I personally am updating it, as well as on LinkedIn. If you just search Stash It Self Storage, it pops up. It's a little blue icon with a house, car, and roof. Really simple, but...
It's pretty simple. I like it. It's self-explanatory. And I can, like, put anything up there, right? Like, you can use the trunk of my car if you need to hide
In theory, stuff. Yes. But we are saying... obviously, one, don't do anything illegal.
Yeah, nothing illegal. When I say trunk of my car, I don't mean... Crazy stuff. No. Yeah, not bodies. No, that's not even where my head's at. No, but I think it's cool, man. Thank you for coming by and talking to us about this. This is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we started this back in October.
Okay.
And as crazy as it's been over the last few months, like, I'm up all hours of the night, all hours of the day, just working. But I just can't get over this excitement, and I'm scared, nervous, but truly excited for this launch. Just to see where it goes.
Yeah, this is like new ground. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I mean there's so many different markets you can use. Our first one is students, but from my background, I come from a military family. So the one thing you see a lot is a lot of military members get deployed pretty often.
Right.
They get the luxury of being able to break their lease at an apartment, but then what do I do with my stuff?
Right.
This will also allow them another option to say, well, I'm going overseas to Korea for a couple years to be stationed. but I don't want to sell my car.
Right.
I've seen that happen a lot with young captains. They spend their signing bonus on this fancy car all decked out, and they're like, now I got to sell it?
It's pretty rough. No, like I said, I like it because I just moved into a new place, but I still have a storage unit because I just have a ton of stuff. But like, if I could just cut the cost that I'm paying for this unit out and find a cheaper outlet, that'd be great.
Well, you're not alone. A lot of people, I joke with everyone, Americans have a huge shopping addiction and like to keep a lot of their stuff. My parents are one of them. My wife is one of them. You go in our apartment, it's a small little apartment in just outside of San Francisco. And
it's just
when we had to move, we had to get a truck that would fit two bedrooms. I was like, wait a minute, this isn't right.
It's crazy. Oh, well, thank you for stopping by, man.
Of course.
This was awesome. I appreciate it. And I enjoy the rest of the collision.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.